भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद। The beloved spiritual master of our own spiritual master, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A very important day in our lives. Srila Prabhupada would tell us sometimes that the grandfather extends even more kindness than the father. And similarly, the Param Guru, or the grand spiritual master in this sense, gives special mercy to his spiritual grandchildren. So we are all under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada in this most munificent Krishna consciousness movement that he gave his life to establish. However, we should always remember who it was Srila Prabhupada was serving in the course of extending the causeless mercy of Krishna into our lives. It was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that gave him the order to preach the message of pure love of God as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has presented to the world, to the whole world, especially in the English-speaking language, because in this particular era of history, it is the English-speaking cultures that are influencing the lives of people all over the world. It was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur who ordered Srila Prabhupada on their first meeting, bring this pure message of love of Krishna through Harinam Sankirtan to the whole world. And it was also his last instruction, just a matter of weeks before he disappeared from this world. Srila Prabhupada wrote to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur asking, "How can I serve you? I am grihastha. I am a family man with children, wife, occupation. Many brahmacharis and sannyasis are with you, always giving their lives to serving your mission. How can I serve you?" Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him the same instruction he did many years before at their first meeting, that you are intelligent. Take this message of Lord Chaitanya and bring it to the whole world. At the sacred banks of Sri Radha Kund, the most holy place of our tradition in all the world, the very heart of Vrindavan, just amidst Sri Govardhan Hill, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed Srila Prabhupada to print books and to distribute books, following in the footsteps of the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. So it was on the basis of this most compassionate instruction that Srila Prabhupada was so infinitely empowered to give us all the crest jewel of all goals of life, devotional service to Lord Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his last days in the year 1936, the month of December, in fact, 23rd of December, he spoke to his followers, and in this very historical talk, He revealed his heart to them. And when a great personality reveals their heart, they are teaching the whole world by their example. He said that I do not have any disciples. Each and every one of you is my guru. I am learning so much about Krishna consciousness from each of you. And my prayer is that I can follow in your footsteps by following your example of pure devotion. This is the heart of an acharya. He explained that we should not aspire for anything of this world, but our ultimate aspiration should be to become the dust at the feet of the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, who were great spiritual masters of our Gaudiya Vaishnava line. He told the devotees, you should not quarrel. You should never fight over the trifling things of this world. But you should always be united on the higher principle of service to Guru and service to Vaishnavas. Know that there is nothing greater or precious to achieve in all of existence than service to Krishna and his devotees. Never be complacent in your performance of your sadhana. It is Hari Bhajan, Hari Kirtan, and Hari Katha that is our life and soul. Hearing the glories of Krishna, speaking the glories of Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna is the sustenance of our spiritual lives. If ever we give up that, we are spiritually lost. So always remain faithful to this principle. Do not be concerned with what people think. They may laugh at you, they may persecute you, they may ridicule you, but always remain firm in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and serving the Vaishnavas. In order to do this, the qualification is we must be very humble. We must be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. It is only by the mercy of God, Krishna, that we can actually make real progress in spiritual life. And this simple formula that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur taught us by his words and by his example is the very essence of how we can achieve the mercy of Krishna. And when one achieves that mercy of Krishna, one can overcome all obstacles. In this world, there are innumerable obstacles. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to solve the problems because they will always be there. The real goal of life is to transcend these problems. How? By hearing the glories of Krishna, by chanting his names, by serving him, by serving his devotees. That is the only solution, ultimately. He explained that life is very short. The moments are ticking by inexplicably. They cannot be stopped. When you are sleeping, second by second by second, the duration of your life is being consumed and you are completely unaware of it. And most people, when they are awake, they are also unaware of this fact. So do not waste time, but utilize the precious time that Krishna has given us for the higher purposes of life, to cultivate true devotion, true humility, to cultivate an awareness of our eternal position in the spiritual world as the loving service of Krishna. So on this very holy day of the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we are very much grateful to him, and we are so very much praying that we can sincerely adhere to these simple but sublime instructions as the guiding light of our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It is also the day that my mother and father are disappearing from Bombay. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati disappeared from this world to appear in Goloka Vrindavan, they will disappear from Bombay to appear in Chicago. So, I would like to thank my mother and father for so kindly coming so far just to be with us. It's a very difficult journey for 75-year-old American lady and gentleman to travel. However, they were so much eager to come and be with devotees that they love and they trust. And personally, I never have seen them so happy in all the years that I happen to know them. Have you ever been so happy? Yes, you have been? No, he's very happy, yes. So I'd like to thank all of you very much for your great kindness upon me and your allowing me to serve you, because that is the most sublime connection I have to Krishna. Today in the morning we were listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada where he was giving a class on this very day, the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And at the end of the lecture he was appealing with his voice choked with tears and emotion to all of us. He said, "I see all of you as the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. Please carry on this great mission." So Srila Prabhupada sees all of you as the representatives of his Guru Maharaj. So what is my position but to pray and aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant of those great representatives of my beloved spiritual master. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.